To kick off each hour of Thy Will Be Done pledge drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, my name is Molly Cowan. I attend St. Jude the Apostle Catholic School, and I am in the 8th grade. The thing I love most about my school are the numerous opportunities I get to grow in my Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to lay and guard, to rule and guide. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Listen to AM 1160, The Quest.
Thank you very much, Molly. Thank you, Molly, for that prayer, that lovely prayer. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at AM 1160, The Quest. And if you would like to donate, it's 470-508-1160. We've been talking about this for a while now today, and actually for the last few weeks. We're very excited to have on the line with us Dan and Stephanie Burke from the Avila Institute, and we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare and how to combat it. Dan and Stephanie, are you there?
We are. It's great to be with you guys.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And I want to introduce you to somebody, Dr. Paul Thigpen from St. Helena. And Dr. Paul, thank you very much for being here today.
What a pleasure, Dave. Thanks so much. And I have been looking forward for a long time to meeting our guest today. We've never met face-to-face, so this is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, we're going to be talking all about the spiritual warfare and how to combat it. So, Dr. Paul, take it away.
So, folks, I just want to say probably most of the people listening know something about your ministry, Dan and Stephanie, and about the Avila Institute. And but for those who don't maybe know, or maybe they're just getting acquainted with you, perhaps you could tell us just a little bit about yourselves. First, about your home and how did you meet? Tell us about your family.
Yeah, well,
we don't have enough time.
Apparently, you have a lot of time. Well, before we do that, I have to say we have a book sitting in between us, Dr. Thigpen, Manual for Spiritual Warfare, published by TAN. It is a beautiful compilation. Thanks for putting that together.
Well, you're so kind. And I have sitting right next to me a book called Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits and another one called The Devil in the Castle. So thank you for all that you're done. Yes.
So I'm going to just jump in here real quick and say, remember Ed McMahon on The Tonight Show? Everything in the world you want to know about spiritual warfare is going to be in this hour. Is that correct?
But we'll get started. We'll get started.
We'll get it started, yeah.
But I do, yeah, well, just so our folks can to know you a little bit better. Tell us about yourselves.
Well, I mean, we were married 7/7/07.
Right.
Which is a beautiful kind of a spiritual numerology, I guess, of Scripture. But by God's grace, founded spiritualdirection.com in 2009 to really repropose Catholic mystical tradition to the Church. Shortly thereafter, I wrote a book that became voted the best Catholic book in 2011, which is a bit of a travesty because Pope Benedict's infancy narratives came out that year, but Navigating the Interior Life, those two were efforts, ended up resulting in the Avila Institute, which we launched in 2013, it's an institute dedicated to reproposing the mystical tradition of the Church with graduate studies in spiritual theology. Since all of that blossomed. We have readers in 190 countries. Mm. SpiritualDirection.com has reached millions of people. The Avila Institute, we do formation for priests in the realm of spiritual direction for seminarians. We do formation for priest seminarians in 40 dioceses. And pretty soon there'll be an announcement on in-house formation in one of the major seminaries in the United States.
And we do also do formation for laity, priests, mm-hmm. religious,
in 90 countries.
In 90 countries, so we don't want to exclude, because that's the majority
of our students.
Of the folks that we serve.
So I take it both of you have had to learn how to bilocate to do all this.
Have a lot. Yes, you know,
we have an amazing team.
Your point actually is really that Stephanie said we have We're a ragtag bunch. There's not many of us, but you know how it is, Dr. Thigpen. The Lord magnifies efforts that he wants to bring about. And
yeah, we truly live the soul of the apostolate, for anybody who's aware of that beautiful work, that deep prayer. And what we just deep prayer, and we get up and do the next right thing, and the Lord multiplies the work and touches souls and brings beautiful souls to the work that help. And really, we have an amazing, amazing team and some of the best professors anywhere. And then, of course, we have our community up at Philly VA.
The community.
And
which is really the heart of all that we do, which is to live the contemplative life, to light the way to others, and to personally lead and guide. And so that's our charism is at the heart of all the apostolic works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
It's beautiful.
If you have a few stars, we could talk.
Well, and you're a convert, and I'm a revert.
Yeah,
I never left the church, but we've certainly walked the purgative way at the beginning of our marriage, and we live preach, and we know that warfare is real, and that our God is real.
Yeah.
And just what an extraordinary adventure this life and this journey that the Lord has us on.
So that's the best summary we can come up with.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Can I just jump in here real quick? And I just want to mention Divine Intimacy Radio. And that's, I think a lot of the Quest listeners may be familiar with that, with you from that as well. That's on 11 p.m. on Sunday evenings.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people connect to us first through that. So thank you for reminding us of that work that we do. And we also, do formation through that, that a lot of people have come to connect to us through that. We do divine intimacy and marriage retreats. We speak all over the country. And there's a lot going on.
A lot of books that you mentioned. I don't think, Dr. Thigpen, I've caught up to the number of books you have produced, I'm on your tail a little bit behind, but it's all about, it's all about building up the kingdom and helping people come to know the Lord and to advance his work here and until we see him face to face.
And what a beautiful work he's doing through you. I know folks personally who've benefited from your teaching them about spiritual discernment in marriage. I have friends who've been trained through your institute there to do spiritual formation. And I'm just seeing it multiplied everywhere I go, the work. And so God bless you for all that. That's marvelous.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah.
You've done so much for us.
Yes. Yes. Let me ask you, the name Avila is very precious to me because one of my granddaughters is named Avila. Tell me how you chose that name.
Well, so I came into the church. I'm Jewish. I came to Christ Southern Baptist Church in 2005. I converted to Catholicism, but I was there. The two pathways to conversion were the Apostolic Fathers, which would be no surprise to you, but also Catholic mystical tradition. And so I discovered Teresa of Avila before I converted, and was really deeply moved by her work. And I was received and confirmed in this church, not by my own doing, on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So Carmelite spirituality is really at the center of our charism. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we appreciate and really try to illuminate and introduce all of the main spiritualities of the church or the historic spiritualities, but Carmelite's ours. And so we had to, of course, name the Institute after St. Teresa of Avila, which is the name most people know her by. So that's how it came about.
That's lovely. Well, I'm a convert myself, and primarily from being deep in history, as St. John Newman said. And I still remember in grad school, the first semester, I hit right off the Church Fathers, an entire semester course in St. Augustine, and another one on the mystics, including St. Teresa. So sounds like we've walked some of the same paths there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, to be decent in history is to cease to be Protestant, right? Were you Lutheran? Did I remember that right?
I'm a walking ecumenical movement. I was started out in a Lutheran family. They became Presbyterian where I was baptized in that church. I was atheist for 6 years, came back into kind of evangelical Christianity to a Pentecostal setting, youth pastor at a Baptist church, a Sunday school teacher at an Episcopal church. We belong to the Methodist Church, Assemblies of God, two non-denominational churches. I was looking for home. My wife and I were looking for home. And then, gosh, in just a few weeks, it'll be 30 years since we came into the church. So
that's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I did a little bit of moving around, too. I when I converted, I was actually an Anglican seminarian. I was a postulant for Holy Orders and a continuing Anglican community that was rooted in African bishops. So like you, I was looking for a kind of bigger answers than all of the Protestant expressions could provide, though I came to Christ and I'm grateful forever.
Yes.
For that, you know, but certainly the Catholic Church is clearly home, and the fullness of all that, the fullness of all the expressions of good representations of the Lord or movements of the Lord in the church, so in the broader ecclesial communities.
For sure, yes. Well, let me ask you quickly: what's been your experience with Catholic Radio?
Gosh, love Catholic Radio. I was telling somebody the other day, I was so excited. I've watched from afar, you know, the work of that you guys have done in Atlanta and really raising up Quest and really been encouraged because it's such a big, big market, and Catholicism is really growing really very strongly in Georgia, in that realm. So I was so excited to have you there. But of course, I worked for EWTN for since, what is it, 2011 until 2019 when I retired. And just have, of course, a very strong sense of that the church in the United States may look a lot more like the church in Germany if it hadn't been for Fulton Sheen and Mother Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So Catholic Radio is, I think, held the church in the U.S. in a general sense, a much more orthodox trajectory than if it had not been for Catholic Radio. So we love Catholic Radio. We've been on, I don't know how long we've been on the doing the Divine Intimacy radio show, but it's been a while now. And it's really vital for the health of the church in the United States and the world.
It is. And I've found that once worked some with Catholic Radio in South Carolina, and opportunities that the radio can get into places where others can't, to bring the gospel and to bring the fullness of Catholic faith. Nothing like it.
And I'll just jump in here right now and say, too, that not just the Quest, but every Catholic radio station, but right now we're talking about the Quest, it requires participation from the listeners. We need support from the listeners. And that's what we're all about here right now. It's the spring pledge drive here. The theme is Thy Will Be Done. Are on AM 1160, The Quest. And right now we're talking with Dan and Stephanie Burke with Dr. Paul Thigpen. And I just want to, a couple things I want to do, and we'll get back to you, Dan and Stephanie, in just a minute here. But we've got some big deals going on here. $5,000 in matching funds this hour. Mm-hmm. So up until 5 o'clock this afternoon, $5,000, if no matter what you donate, up to $5,000, it will be doubled. It'll be matched dollar for dollar. Your $100 donation becomes $200, and so on. So we've got that going. And also, the next two donors who either call in or go to the app or the website are going to get a gift certificate to Paradise Grill in Marietta. Okay, we got two gift certificates to Paradise Grill and Marietta going to the next two donors. And if that's you, if you'd like to have those, just call in 470-508-1160. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com. There's a donate button at the top there. The Quest Atlanta app that you already have on your phone or tablet. And if you don't, you need to get that there. But once again, that's 470-508-1160. Dr. Paul?
Well, you know, I think Dan and Stephanie are probably the folks that are familiar with them, which would be most of our listeners. They're probably best known for their ministry, as they've mentioned, in spiritual warfare and in training spiritual directors and other spiritual formators. There's just a couple of questions I'd like to ask to touch on that subject. And First of all, about spiritual warfare is something I've written about as well as you, but it's a phrase often used in Catholic, other Christian circles with differing meanings. So, for those of us in the audience, or those in the audience might tend to know a little bit more about this. What does the term mean to you, spiritual warfare?
Well, I think that we know about this idea of advancing the church and advancing the gospel. What I think a lot of people don't quite equate with that, but that is certainly the other side of the coin, is every inch of advancement of the church, advancement of the gospel, is also a crushing and a destroying of the kingdom of Satan, the works of the enemy. So the gospel always advances at the expense of the works of the enemy that seeks, the destroyer, the liar, the one that seeks to take as many people captive himself as possible. And so to me, spiritual warfare is synonymous with advancing of the gospel. But of course, in a more specific sense, it's our role in coming against the works of the enemy in the world, so that people can be free to understand and respond to the gospel. I don't know, Steph, if you've got another take on that.
And somebody, listening might say, wait, I don't have a role in this. That's a special role for special Christians that have been called to this. And, we were talking about this with members of our community one time, and I said, wait, are you baptized? Yes. Well, therefore, you are in the spiritual battle by virtue of your baptism. Mm-hmm. Once we've been claimed for Christ, that act of baptism in itself is warfare.
Yes.
Because we've been claimed for the Lord, and therefore our life is this journey of winning the spiritual battles and taking as many people with us as possible, so that when we are faced, when we come face to face with the Lord, we can hear, well done, good and faithful servant, because we've fulfilled our mission here.
Yes. And I love St. Paul's words that by that act of the baptism, we have God has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of light. That's the beginning of the battle for us,
Yes, amen. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's I think, how we see warfare.
It's the day-to-day.
Yeah, it's normal.
It's normal. It's normative. It's how we live, how we breathe. And if we don't have any sense of the spiritual battle, it just means we're not aware yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you lean in, and it's going to be evident to you. The veil will be removed from your eyes, and you will see what you're called to, and of the great importance that it is, the necessity of it, and also the beauty and just this extraordinary gift and journey that we're all called to.
I love the passage of the gates of hell will not prevail. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think of the gates as like this moving thing that attacks us.
right.
I like to think of it as we're like the raiders, we're the ones who are bursting through the gates of hell.
We're the ones with the battering ram, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Battering ram of the cross. And which the gates of hell cannot withstand. And so we are the ones who are assailing the gates of hell to rescue the people of God and to fulfill the mission Jesus, of course, came to bring to us, which is to set the captives free.
Yeah. And I think, it's for that reason, it's important for Catholics to understand how the Church speaks of the extraordinary activity of the devil and the ordinary activity of the devil. And the first, of course, I like to say is extraordinary activity involves the kind of phenomena that Hollywood likes to focus on and typically to distort. So possession, obsession, oppression, infestation. But tell us a little bit more about the ordinary activity of the devil, since you say it, not everybody's involved in the extraordinary, but the ordinary activity of the devil. How would you describe that? What makes it ordinary in the sense of common?
Yeah, I think what every Christian should understand, and even non-Christian, because we all experience this, but the battleground is really the battleground of the mind.
Mm.
That's the first place that we encounter the battle between the enemy and ourselves. So St. Ignatius tells us we have the good spirits that speak into our mind and the bad spirits, you know, the counter-inspire, the deceiver who speaks into our mind, and then our own thoughts. And that the deceiver will place thoughts into our mind to try to motivate us to sin, to, you know, destroy ourselves, to destroy others, to destroy God's plan for our lives. And so taking captive all thoughts and understanding that that's our first battleground is really the most important thing for everyone. And if we can conquer that, people have no idea how free they can be and how much power through grace, through the Lord's grace, that we have over the darkness.
It reminds me of you're quoting the passage where St. Paul says that we have divine power in Corinthians to destroy strongholds, right? Mm-hmm. And what are those strongholds? They're what you're talking about.
Right.
Lies that we believe, distortions about ourselves, about God, about others, about our mission, mm-hmm. about our identity.
Right.
And that we have divine power to come against those strongholds, which are the lies, and to then, as you said, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ,
yes.
which then begins to set us free.
Yeah.
It's like a reprogramming of our hearts and minds to orient ourselves to God and that liberation that comes in Him.
Yeah, absolutely. And the enemy's also, he's an opportunist, right?
Yes.
He's an opportunist. So he knows our history. He knows our wounds. He knows our brokenness. He knows what our mom said that one time when she was imprudent and said something very hurtful, or our, you know, dysfunctional family, whatever it is. And he latches onto that, and he repeats some of those lies and those things that destroy us and break us down. And you're worthless. You'll never amount to anything. You know you can't keep this up. You know you're not going to succeed. So he's constantly breaking us down, or dividing us from one another.
Because if
he can isolate us like he did with Eve in the garden, then he knows that we're more likely to capitulate to his lies and his work in our life.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's where we need to battle.
That's the day-to-day battle.
So, yeah, I love the image. I think it was St. Ignatius of Loyola that the soul is like a fortified city and the enemy is like a siege force. And what do they do when they're trying to break down the wall and get inside, go around the base? And they look for every little crack, every little opening. Is there a window that's been left open? Is there a door cracked open? Is there a crack somewhere? And that's where they go for. That's the opportunist approach that you're talking about. He knows those things, and that's what he looks for.
Yeah, and to that end, I think what's really incredibly important is that those cracks are brokenness in our virtues.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
those are vices. Those are weaknesses. Those are... imperfections. And the Lord calls us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. So we have to shore up our virtues by prayer, fasting, by study of Scripture, by deep mental prayer, vocal prayer,
the rosary,
you know, all these beautiful things that the Lord has given us for the battle. Not to mention the base of it all is first our fiat and then the sacraments of the church. And so in all of that, we have all we need. We're not denied anything that we need, but we have to choose it. We have to lean in and choose it.
You know, there's an overlooked, you know, I mean, you said all of the good things that are like for people going from good to better. For those who are in mortal sin, you know, I like to use the example. We used to live in Bessemer, Alabama, which had the distinction of had the highest per capita crime, violent crime per 100,000 people. And living with mortal sin, you know, habitual mortal sin that is dominant in your life is like living in downtown Bessemer, not with cracks in your fortress, but like with your front door completely off its hinges and the windows completely open at night.
Mm.
You know, you're when you live in mortal sin, which the Lord wants to free us from, what we're doing is just welcoming those who would assail and plunder us. It's like having a big sign that says, come and take whatever you want here, because there's no protection.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants to provide that protection. We need to get back to confession, which is more powerful than exorcism.
Yes, yes.
So that we can be freed of these things that bind us. So,
and made stronger.
And made stronger, yeah.
Yeah.
Our Christian life is a battle. The confession is the field hospital, I like to say.
There you go.
Yeah.
We are talking right now with Dan and Stephanie Burke and also Dr. Paul Thigpen on AM 1160 The Quest. And this is the Spring Pledge Drive with Thy Will Be Done. And Dan and Stephanie, I want to ask you something. Is it a stretch for me to say that if it weren't for Catholic radio, most of the people listening right now would have never heard of you?
A huge percentage of those who come to us come through Catholic radio. I just want to make an even more bold claim. I think, and I said it in the intro, and I want to say it to your audience. If you care about the church and you care about advancing the mission of the church, there's no better counter-infiltration force than and it's like the Air Force that goes into a territory that is trying to loosen up the territory and dropping the bombs to loosen up the strongholds of the enemy. Catholic radio is that. And if you're working on the ground and you want your church to be healthy and you want your kids to have a beautiful church and you want your priests to be taken care of and you want all the good that you have, you better have that air cover that's constantly going in and really helping people to know the truth and clearing it up. Because without Catholic radio, I mean, I really do believe the church in the United States would be in really, really bad shape. So support the Quest. They need your monthly donations. Nobody told us to say this, by the way, but I'm just saying it because I know it's true. They need your monthly recurring donations, which are really important, and, of course, your larger gifts. But Catholic radio is part of the necessary health of the church in the United States and in your city and in your town. If you want to make a huge difference, there's not many places you could give that can make a better difference than Catholic radio.
That's right. And we're plugged into all the local communities, all the local parishes that are doing things. We're trying to promote everything that's going on within the Archdiocese of Atlanta. And we do that through we've got an event calendar, not just things on the air, but also online. You can log on to our event calendar and see things that are going on, like the St. Patrick's Day parade that's going on this Saturday. And all sorts of, fish fries and things like that, Lenten missions that are all happening as well. So I just want to mention, too, that we've got $5,000 on the line in matching funds. So anything you donate up until 5 o'clock today is going to be doubled. It's going to be matched dollar for dollar. And we also have a gift certificate to Paradise Grill in Marietta. So if you want to donate, make sure you do that. Just call 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. We're going to take just a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dan and Stephanie Burke, as well as Dr. Paul Thigpen, shortly.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our Spring Pledge Drive, where the theme is Thy Will Be Done. After hearing these stories of God's will, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by VerseBright.
Father Larry Richards.
Forgive us as we forgive. So if there's one person you refuse to forgive, you're going to hell. No, that's not true. God said it right after he taught us the prayer. If you forgive others, your Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you. If you're going to pray a prayer, know what it means.
Hear this entire conversation on the Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
Women and families in need of pregnancy support do have options. Pregnancy Aid Clinic, a Catholic Pregnancy Resource Center in Metro Atlanta, offers free medical services, advocacy, parenting classes, baby supplies, and more. If you need help or can help, go to pregnancyaidclinic.com.
AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio, with programming rooted in the teachings of the Catholic Church, helps listeners, both Catholic and non-Catholic, learn more about our faith. People get a lot out of The Quest.
Throughout the day, it's so convenient just to turn on The Quest at various times of the day, whether I'm at home getting ready or in the car driving.
I am bombarded with news all day when I'm in the car, talk shows and so forth, and they're all so negative and so dark. And no matter what, I can turn on The Quest, and it's either, Catholic Answers or Call to Communion or Crest in the Afternoon. I learn something. I'm inspired. My spirit lifts, and it's just a blessing. It's a great blessing.
None of this would be possible without the support of listeners like you, because we are a 100% listener-supported station. We have expenses that need to be covered to keep The Quest on the air. So your donation of any amount helps to bring people closer to Christ. You can donate from the Quest Atlanta app or at thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I was at Mass a while back, and my child was about 3 years old, and I was trying really hard to keep them in the pew and quiet. You know how it is, ladies, right? When you're wrestling with little kids. Well, he was about to lose it, and he's like, I know, and he starts getting restless, and he starts, of course, it's a moment of, like, consecration, and he starts yelling, I know, it's Jesus! So my husband picks him up, Matt's running down the aisle, and my three-year-old is yelling, it's really Jesus's body and blood! Out the door. I was mortified. I go to apologize to the priest after. I'm praying. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Father. Please forgive me. And he's like, no, are you kidding? You're a little guy. I need to apologize to you. That was the Holy Spirit. I've been praying, Lord, how can I teach my parishioners to know that it's truly you present in the Eucharist? So you may think that you're dealing with just a crazy wild toddler, but it could be the Holy Spirit working in and through him.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
I want to give a couple shout-outs here to some people. We want to thank Mary from Kennesaw. She donated in honor of Father Tim and Father Michael, who were on last hour, and also in honor of Father Tim and Father Michael, Christine from Ackworth. Thank you very much. Also, Christine and Ed, we thank you for your support. Laura from Atlanta, and also Teresa from Knoxville, Tennessee. We appreciate your support here on the Quest, Thy Will Be Done Spring Pledge Drive. We are speaking with Dan and Stephanie Burke, and also Dr. Paul Thigpen, about spiritual warfare. And I just want to remind everybody that we've got $5,000 in matching funds that's going on up until 5 o'clock today. So if you want to take advantage of that, if you're thinking, oh, I might wait a little bit, don't wait. Do it now, because this is the time to do it. Your funds will be matched dollar for dollar. And we still have a Paradise Grill gift certificate. I'm pretty sure we do. I think we got one left. Paradise Grill in Marietta. If you want one of those gift certificates, get your donation in now, 470-508-1160, or you can log on to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. Dr. Thigpen?
Thanks, Dave. You know, Dan, Stephanie, I'm thinking about how St. Francis de Sales had such a difficult situation that he was placed in. He was in Switzerland. The Reformation was going on, the second wave of it with the Calvinists, and much of the country had been lost to the church. And so he sent there, as he was a parish priest, to, and as a missionary to folks to try to win them back. And especially the original Calvinists were pretty strongly against the Catholic Church. And one of the things he did to evangelize and to bring people back is he knew that they would not show up in a Catholic church, just to start, you know, a conversation. He knew that they would be afraid even for their neighbors to know that they were interested in returning. So what did he do? He invented the religious tract. You've probably seen people with tracts before. They, you know, little pamphlets like that they'll put in all kinds of places. He was the first that we know of, anyway, to do that kind of thing. And he would write these little tracts of points to help convince them that they should come back to the church. And then late at night, he would go and slip these under the doors of individual people. And then they would find it, and they would, in the privacy of their own home, they would read the tract, and many of them, I mean, he had, I don't remember the stats, but remarkable success in bringing people back to the fullness of the faith. And I think radio is a lot like that. I've worked for a time with Catholic radio in South Carolina, and same kind of thing. We would hear stories, and I'm sure we're still hearing stories here in Georgia as well, of people who say, you know, I would never have set foot in a Catholic church. I have friends and family who are so opposed to it, but I was curious, and I didn't know how I could, where to start, even how I could find out about it. But then I happened to be in my car, and I turned on the radio, or I was at home, you know, working in the kitchen, and I turned on the radio, and I was going through the stations, and I found this, and I started listening. And it's like St. Francis de Sales' little tract. It kind of slipped under the door into their home. And so many testimonies I've heard over the years of people saying that's what Catholic radio did for me. It got into a place that, that almost no one else could get to. And also, since it's not TV, I mean, TV is great too, but people would often be listening to it in their cars or in a place where they wouldn't be watching a screen. So it has such a special niche in evangelization, especially.
So, yeah, I mean, it's an amazing tour. And St. Francis de Sales won back tens of thousands, of course, in his day. And I think Catholic radio is doing the same in the United States. I mean, it's really absolutely vital to reaching people where that may not otherwise be reached, driving in their cars. We spend so much time in our cars in Atlanta and Georgia, of course, a lot of cars there. So it's one of the more powerful ways to reach people.
Yeah, and on a related note, when you think about all these modern means of communication that we have, we went back through our data to find out what was the number one search that landed on our site, and the number one search was on spiritualdirection.com. The number one search on the internet that landed on our site was, "How do I make a pact with the devil?"
Oh my.
And it was insane. But if you think about that, here's maybe young adults, kids, whatever, that do this search, and we pop up, and so they start to search around on our site.
Because we have our post was why you shouldn't make a pact with the devil.
Right. So it would get tagged when they would search it, and you just think, what a beautiful way that the Lord counteracts the attack of the enemy and says, you know, we're teaching about these things, whether it's through, you know, the Quest and radio or the internet or, you know, whatever it is. And the Lord uses it for good. He finds a way to get in and draw people back to the faith and help them find the Lord.
Amen.
It's powerful. It's great. Well, you mentioned spiritualdirection.com, and I did want to ask you some about that aspect of your ministry as well, training formators, spiritual directors, and others. What would you say, or what are some of the more common problems people bring to you when they're seeking spiritual direction or spiritual healing or even deliverance from demonic influence?
I think probably the highest thing, or like the most common thread, is anxiety. Anxiety is really an indicator that something needs to be healed. The way I like to describe it is when the Lord is calling us, and when we give just even the slightest turn of our head towards Him, the slightest movement of the heart to think, you know, maybe I need to go back to church. Maybe I should start to pray. Maybe whatever it is, right? We have this movement that the Lord's working on. What happens is he loves that. So, you know, the slightest movement to Him, He's going to start to come in. And so when we start to invite the Lord in, even in the slightest way, he's a jealous lover. And so He wants all of you back. He's going to take that little opening, but He wants all of you back. And so His presence in our life, even in the slightest way, starts to push out the darkness. Mm-hmm. And so that pushing out of the darkness manifests itself as anxiety. And people go, I don't know what's going on with me. I'm anxious. I'm having difficulty. I'm, you know, feel X, Y, Z. And so as you start to impact that and, you know, ask them about their spiritual life, their sacramental life, you know,
their history,
mm-hmm. Their family wounds, their sin patterns, whatever they struggle with, then you find out, oh, you know, this person is being called back and they need to, he wants them to be healed. So I tell folks, you know, when you're feeling those things, understand that that's an invitation.
Oh, God.
It's, mm-hmm. it's his invitation to come back. So it's a beautiful sign, even though it's really hard to go through and it's difficult. But you make the right connections, get a good spiritual director, get back to confession, get back to the sacraments, and prayer. And your self-giving and self-denial, you get back on track, and the Lord will meet you there, and he will heal you and bring you to the fullness of who he's calling you to be.
Mm, beautiful. Beautiful. You mentioned spiritual director. Explain for us a little, what exactly is a spiritual director? You know, I have a lot of people seem to have a lot of different ideas. How does a spiritual director, for instance, differ from a pastor or a counselor or even a therapist?
Yeah, so a spiritual director is someone who helps there are three people involved in spiritual direction, three persons, I should say. One is the Holy Spirit. He's the most important. He's the protagonist, the one that we're trying to help the directee to come to understand and draw near to. And so the director's job is really as a servant to the directee and to the Holy Spirit and helping that person to uncover what the Lord is calling them to, and in specific ways. And so the process of spiritual direction is digging into, is meeting with someone who's usually struggling with something. It's usually, you know, a kind of an incident or issues or like anxiety or even demonic things that happen to a person in their life or, you know, habitual sin they can't seem to get free of. And the director is to help them to do that. And so, and of course, your pastor can be a spiritual director. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, and they need not be separate people. But the difference between that and counseling is more concerned with the psychological realm, whereas spiritual direction actually overlaps that and is primarily concerned with what is the health, what is the condition of your relationship with God, and what is it that you need to do. Or how is it that you need to say yes to God in order to find that deeper relationship with him that he's calling you to?
Yeah, and to those ends, you know, if you're driving down the road, you don't know you have a taillight out until somebody tells you.
Mm-hmm.
And so a spiritual director, through discernment, through listening to the Holy Spirit, listening to you, really helps you understand, hey, you've got a taillight out. And you didn't realize you had it out. So we need to go fix that so you can get back, you know, in a rightly ordered way. And so they really are a gift. Spiritual direction changed our life.
Oh, yeah.
It changed our marriage.
I've been in direction since before I was Catholic, yeah.
Right. Mm. And so when we first got married, that's the first thing we did is we found a director. We were in spiritual direction together as a couple because we brought a lot of junk into our marriage.
A lot of baggage.
And helped us get right individually and then also as a couple and get on a rightly ordered path. And it was so transformative that, you know, Dan wrote his book,
Navigating
the Interior Life, on spiritual direction.
Yeah.
And it launched the entire ministry. So, yeah.
Well, the other question that you often get asked is, okay, how do I go about finding one? Do you have any advice for that search?
Yeah, so there's two ways. One, we've created an app for that. It's called, you can get it through your normal browser. It's seekdirection.app, S-E-E-K, direction.app. And that's a place where we allow directors who are from schools that are Orthodox, I should say. So there's our school, the Heart of Christ Spiritual Direction School, the Marian Servants, Divine Providence, Clearwater,
Lanterian
Denver. There's a new school at St. Vincent's in La Trobe. Father Boniface Hicks and Thomas Acklin were fantastic. Divine Mercy University. So there's when we first started this, there were only a few faithful schools. And now I think it's doubled in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, which is really amazing. And so only directors that are vetted by those schools are allowed on seekdirection.app. You can find it there. The other way is you can go to spiritualdirection.com and just type in find a spiritual director, and you will be busy for hours reading all the posts and all the insights there. But, you know, a good way, I think a really good way is there are a lot. Saints run in packs, right? So if you want to be, find a pack and run with them. So there's Franciscan Saint packs and Dominican Saint packs and Carmelite Saint packs and Opus Dei Saint packs. You can find all of those in Georgia and in the Quest Radio, you know, realm. And go be a part of those good, you know, make sure they're Orthodox. Not all groups are Orthodox, but find out the ones that are. And usually you'll find pretty nearby somebody who's connected to a spiritual director. I'll give you one more tip.
And I'll give you one that trumps
after
them
that.
All.
Trumps them all.
Yeah,
okay. One more tip is if you have a good confessor who's a priest, priests, you know, who are well-formed are always, you know, the best option for spiritual direction, though we have a lot of laity who are also well-formed. But if you have a good confessor, you can say, Father, this you've been so helpful to me. Can I follow up with you in a month and talk to you about my progress? And don't say, will you please be my spiritual director? That'll scare him away. But just say, Father, can I meet with you in a month and meet with him in a month and take very seriously his time? And you may find yourself a good pre-spiritual director that way.
Yeah, and the one that trumps them all is to pray a novena to Our Lady and ask her that if it is God's will that you have a spiritual director, that she help you to draw one near to you.
Yeah,
and she's just such an incredible intercessor for us. She's the mediatrix of all grace, so we know she's got this beautiful arsenal of graces that she wants to pour out on us. And we need just to ask, like, what do I do next, Mother? How do I grow in holiness? What practice do I need to undertake?
Our Lady of Sorrows.
Our Lady of Sorrows is amazing. And then another thing is, so if you don't find a spiritual director, start reading the lives of the saints. It will transform your life. And so in the meantime, you can pick up a book like Navigating the Interior Life. We have a lot of resources and the shop button at spiritualdirection.com of beautiful books that we all feel are just really incredibly helpful in the spiritual life. And that's going to get you a long way.
You're
going to be far beyond most Catholics by just having a really rigorous prayer life and then reading the lives of the saints, because it's going to inspire you. It's going to move you. They're going to intercede for you. It's really, you know, it's really awesome.
This is great, because we've had some other guests on the pledge drive over the past couple of days, and they've been talking about spiritual direction, but this is the first that I've heard of really solid advice of how to find a spiritual director. So thank you for sharing that with us. This is I'm not Dr. Paul Thigpen, but we are talking with Dr. Paul Thigpen with our guests Dan and Stephanie Burke on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. And this is the Spring Pledge Drive. Thy Will Be Done is the theme. And you've got time still to get that matching funds of $5,000, another 7 minutes or so on that. Just give us a call, 470-508-1160. We got a whole room full of people, volunteers in there on the phone bank, ready, waiting for your call. Or you can do it an easier way, I guess, is thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. And you can donate that way as well. And like I say, we've got the matching funds of $5,000, but that's only for the next few minutes here up until 5 o'clock today. So I'll turn it back over to Dr. Paul Thigpen now.
Thank you, Dave. So the other question I have is, what if someone says, I think I might be called by God to become a spiritual director? What's your advice to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. What I would do is come and take... We have four prerequisites for classes to be able to apply for our spiritual direction school, and those will give you a good overview. So I teach three of them. Now I only teach two, but Foundations of Prayer and Union with God, which gives you kind of an overview of mental prayer and the progress of prayer in the soul, and then Introduction to Spiritual Direction, and Discernment of Spirits, which is on Scripture and Ignatian Discernment.
Life-changing
course, yeah. And then the last one is Breaking the Chains That Bind Us, which is a good overview of moral theology through Dr. Kevin Vo's book, great book, Seven Deadly Sins and How to Vanquish Them. Mm. And by the time you're done with those courses, you'll have a really good sense of, hey, is the care of souls my charism? And then if the answer is yes, then you've done what you needed to do to apply to Heart of Christ, which is one of the great Orthodox spiritual direction schools. So I think that's a good way to figure out if you're called. And if you're called and you don't want to go to Heart of Christ, you don't have to, but that'll help you discern. You can also go to any of the other good schools, and that'll give you a jump start.
Yeah, and the other thing is if you feel that you're probably called to be a spiritual director, you need to get a spiritual director.
Yes.
And that's a real practical thing, because, you know, nobody wants to be directed by somebody who's not in direction themselves.
Yeah.
Because that's just, recipe for a problem. So get your own spiritual director so that you can ensure that you're on the right path.
Yeah.
And with your director, then you discern that.
Yeah.
Is this call legitimate? Okay, well, then I'm going to go take these classes while I'm discerning to see if the Lord's calling me to this.
Okay.
And one of the indicators, by the way, is if people keep coming and asking you for spiritual help.
Mm-hmm.
If they're asking, they say, can I talk to you? Or you find that, people are drawing near to you a lot and asking you a lot of questions. That's some sort of call when you don't invite it. It's not that you're out in front of people and then they come ask, but rather you're going about your ordinary life, but you start to discover that people are drawing near to ask things of you spiritually. Then it's usually a fruit of prayer, and it may indicate that charism is there.
Beautiful. Thank you. Well, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners? Anything regarding your work, regarding the Lord's will? Our theme through this campaign has been "Thy will be done," the words of our Lord from the Lord's Prayer.
I'd like to help with this pledge drive. We'd love to send you guys 10 copies each of Devil in the Castle and Spiritual Warfare and Discernment of Spirits. I'll sign them. And
wow.
If you want to use that to give to folks who are donating, we'd love to do that.
That's very generous. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I just want to get this straight. So you're giving, what'd you say, 10 copies?
We'll send 10 copies of each, The Devil in the Castle, which is my latest book. And the subtitle is St. Teresa of Avila, Spiritual Warfare and the Progress of the Soul. And then the book I wrote before that is Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits. I'll sign 10 of each and send them to you, and you can send them out to those who give at whatever, level you want to. But we really believe in what you're doing there and really want to help any way we can. That's why we're happy to be on the show today. We're pretty busy, but when somebody said we want to help the radio in the Georgia and Atlanta areas, we said that's important. So,
thank you. That's so kind of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you want to, lean into what we're doing, check us out on Divine Intimacy Radio.
Spiritualdirection.com.
You can look at our events page and see, where we'll be speaking next. Or, and again, if there's couples out there who want to lean in on something that they're not going to find in any other marriage retreat, they should check out our marriage retreat. We've got one coming up in November and one in February.
At the Shrine in Hansville.
Yes,
it's driving distance.
Driving distance from the Atlanta area.
I have some friends who personally recommend that. Very highly recommend
awesome.
It. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah,
funny
absolutely.
When you mention those books, Dr. Thigpen's sitting here with both of those books right here. So
yeah.
That's great.
God be praised. God be praised. Well, you guys are doing such important work. Every Catholic ought to be supporting, especially a newer station that's making its way and helping people in a different way that's really happened in Atlanta. area. We're so excited for the good work you guys are doing. So please, to the listeners out there, please support Catholic Radio. If you want the church to stay strong in your city, in your parish, in your diocese, you got to support Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dan and Stephanie. I want to give a couple shout-outs here to some people that were very generous this hour. Alan from Dahlonega says, Paul, love you, brother, from Alan in Dahlonega. And
Noel, thank you. Thank you, Alan.
And then Paul and Margaret from Lillian, Alabama. And also Sue from Lawrenceville. Thank you all very much for your generosity. And Dan and Stephanie Burke, we can't thank you enough for your time here today.
It's been a pleasure. Nice to meet you, Dr. Thigpen.
Oh, my pleasure. My great pleasure.
Yes, thanks so much for having us on.
If you're ever in Montgomery area, look us up.
I will. Thank you. Got relatives in that area. So God bless you and all you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all.